the 实验, so and it stopped, it burned the tissue through and it stopped the vein from bleeding.
他把那个血管烧干了。
So that's where my theme comes from, check the vital sign.
所以我想到说你要注意量你自己的脉搏。
So let's close our eyes and pray.
那我们先大家做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day.
天父我们谢谢你。
We thank you for this time.
我们谢谢你给我们这段时间。
And it's no coincidence that we are here today.
我们知道我们在这里不必是一件偶然的事情。
Father God, we pray that your Holy Spirit will speak to us.
我们求主的圣灵向我们说话。
And I'm just a vessel for you to use.
让我们做一个流通的管子。
Let you speak through me.
让你的话能够经过我们来到我们的会众。
And let me speak boldly.
让我能够勇敢地宣传你的话语。
That your word that goes out.
当你的话讲出去的时候。
Will not return back to you empty.
会有功效地达到你的工作。
But will accomplish what it is.
可以完成你要做的事。
Father, we commit this time to you. We pray that your hand be upon me to guide me.
因为我们把这段时间交在你的手里，求主带领。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. So let's just read the main scripture today.
我们要一起来读这段经文。
Okay. Go ahead.
我们一起读。
当我预备这个讲章的时候, it was more about running a race.
我都想到有一个赛跑。
So I look up in Wikipedia what a marathon, where the word marathon comes from.
所以我在网络上看看那个马拉松赛跑是从哪里来的。
So let me read this.
让我读一段给你听。
The name marathons come from the legend of Philippides, the Greek messenger.
那个marathon是从那个希腊开始的。
The legend states that he was sent from the battlefield of Marathon to Athens to announce that the Persians had been defeated in the battle of Marathon.
传统说在这个Marathon这个战争里面，一个跑步的人把他们送去报信说战争打赢了。
In which he had just fought.
他在那个战争里面他有参加。
Which took place sometime in August or September 490 BC.
在那个 第四半月八月的时候一段时间
yeah. It is said that he ran the entire distance without stopping.
他从那段路完全没有停地跑回去报信。
And burst into the assembly exclaiming.
他冲到那个聚会的地方的时候大声说
In Greek it says Ninika Kaman, which means we have won.
他说我们打赢。
Before collapsing and dying.
然后他就倒下去就死掉了。
So today, let's examine the scripture.
今天我有一大堆的经文。
And see why the Christian journey is in fact a marathon.
那我们看到为什么基督徒的这条路是一个马拉松赛跑。
A race we are all called to take.
是我们都在里面跑的。
Let's look at Acts chapter 20 verse 24.
在
So anybody want to volunteer to read that word?
有没有人自愿读这段经文？使徒行传二十章二十四节。
Chinese, yeah, fine. And I will read English. So it says in English, however, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. So here Paul talks about the race he's taking.
这里保罗讲说他自己在一个赛跑中。
And part of that task in the race,
在赛跑中其中一样的工作,
is to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是分享耶稣的福音。
And let's look at, in reference to Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20.
在马太福音28章18节到20节。
So if somebody look up the Chinese one, I'm reading the English, okay? Okay, let me read it. That task is the Great Commission. And Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of age. So who wants to read the Chinese on Matthew 28?
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡所 凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们，遵守我常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So you see here, Jesus, here Paul mentioned about the Great Commission.
在这里保罗提到神的。
I'm sorry, it's in Matthew. Matthew mentioned the Great Commission that God have put upon us to take.
对，马太讲到上帝给我们的大使命。
So that Great Commission also comes with comfort when Matthew says, God is with us.
在这个大使命里面，上帝说，我必与你同在。
Because at the very end of that verse, he says, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of age.
他说，我要与你同在。
So let's look at it again in another verse, in Hebrew chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
下一段在希伯来书12章第一节。
So somebody could look up the Chinese while I read the English. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the thrones of God. So, somebody read that.
那我读完。我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔走摆在我们前面的路程。 仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，因为那摆在那面前的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
It's not easy to run a marathon race.
要跑一个马拉松赛跑不是一件简单的事情。
Many of you know a marathon race requires preparation and training.
你知道要跑一个马拉松赛跑是要很多的预备，很多的练习。
Jesus ran his own marathon.
耶稣跑了自己的马拉松。
Jesus finished the task that the Father has given him.
并且耶稣完成了上帝要他走的那条路。
So we know that every athlete that compete on a high level,
在每一个在高阶层的运动员的竞争里,
has to be physically fit.
你一定要身体很健康。
The athlete has to train very hard.
那个运动员一定要常常的练习。
And have a good diet.
就饮食都要很小心。
In order to be in good shape.
如果你要身体保持良好的情况。
Let's look at what Paul said about running the race.
那我们看看保罗怎么说这件事情。
So let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to 27.
在哥林多前书第九章。
Paul said, Do you know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
岂不知场上赛跑的都跑，只是得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样子跑，好叫你们得到奖赏。凡教力真胜的，诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能朽坏的冠冕，我们却要得那不能朽不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我们斗拳不像打空气的。我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝的。
You can see that Paul mentioned about howYou have to run the race.
这里保罗都教我们怎么跑这个赛跑。
Many athletes who compete in the race want to win something.
每一个参加赛跑的运动员都想要得奖。
We know the Olympic is coming up in the summer.
我们也知道今年暑假那个奥林匹克要开始。
And the athlete trained very hard for many years.
很多运动员经过好几年的训练
，and they train hard to win the gold medal，
为了要得到那个金牌
，right？ So if you watch track and field，
特别你看这些田径的比赛
，many know Usain Bolt， who know Usain Bolt？
哦 ，Usain Bolt， 谁听过这个人的名字？
It's the fastest 100 meter, 100 or 110 meter run.
他是世界在100 meter 跑最快的一个人。
And he holds the world record.
他是世界纪录的。
But there are also others who run the marathon race.
也有很多别人参加这个马拉松赛跑。
And many who run the marathon race,
很多这些参加赛跑的人
，some cannot finish the race.
是有一些人跑不完那个路程。
Right, because maybe they are dehydrated, maybe they are injured, maybe their spirit is not strong enough to persevere.
很多人或者因为受伤，或者因为体力不够，没有办法跑完。
That's why it's critical when you fight, when you run a race, is perseverance.
所以如果你要跑这个马拉松的话，你一定要有耐力。
You watch the New York City Marathon.
有人参加纽约的马拉松赛跑。
There are people who gauge themselves.
很多人节制他们自己。
They need somebody beside them.
他常有一个人跟他一起跑。
So that they can pace themselves.
所以他们可以节制他们自己的速度。
So that they don't run out of energy.
所以他才不会把力气刚开始都用完。
So you can see, God is with us in our race, all through the journey of our life.
同样，在我们一生的赛跑里面，上帝也是跟我们同在的。
God is beside us to encourage us.
就好像那个在旁边的人，他神在我们旁边鼓励我们。
God also helped to pick us up to continue to run the race when we fall.
当我们跌倒的时候，上帝圣灵也把我们扶起来，让我们可以继续跑下去。
So let's examine how different people go through their spiritual journey.
我们看看圣经里面很多不同的人怎么参加这个跑步。
We will also compare how some great men and women of God go through theirs.
我们也要看看圣经里面一些信心的伟人他们怎么经历的。
Our Christian journey or race,
在我们这个基督徒的生活里面
start when we give our lives.
我们开始，当我们把我们自己的生命
，we surrender our life to Jesus and accept him as our personal Lord and Savior.
当我们决定把我们自己的一生交在上帝的手里，把我们的生命摆在他的手里的时候，做我们的救主。
So what did Jesus say in Luke chapter 9 verse 23?
耶稣在路加福音第九章。
He said, if anyone would come after me,
若有人要跟从我，
he must deny himself.
他一定要放弃自己。
Take up the cross,
背起十字架。
Daily,
每天。
And follow me,
跟随我。
So, when does the Christian journey start?
基督徒这个路程什么时候开始？
Let's reference that to the Old Testament of the book of Exodus.
如果你在旧约出埃及记里面，你可以看到
，Our journey starts from Egypt.
我们的路途是从出埃及开始。
We were slaves.
我们还做奴隶的时候
，in the land of Egypt.
在这个埃及地
，until we set free.By accepting of our Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior.
到最后是上帝把我们变成不再做奴隶。
I'm not saying we are in Egypt. I'm saying in a spiritual sense.
属灵来讲，并不是说我们真的是住在埃及。
Because we know the children of Israel were slaves in Egypt.
当以色列人在埃及为奴的时候
，they were slaves and they were in bondage.
在埃及地，他们是奴隶。被管制。
So when we accept our Lord Jesus Christ as the personal Lord and Savior,
当我们接受耶稣做我们的救主的那一天，
Jesus said, "The yoke given to us by Egyptian with this is a scripture from Exodus. The yoke given to us by the Egyptian were heavy."
他说埃及人给他们的重担是很重的。
That's how they cry out to God.
所以他们向神呼求。
However, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30.
但是在马太福音里面，耶稣却说
，Can someone read that verse for me in Chinese? And I read it in English. Okay, let me read.
What scripture?
Matthew 11, 28 to 30. So let me read it in English first. Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened.And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
凡劳苦担重担的人都可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担是轻省的。
So you can see God set us free from the heavy burden.
当上帝把我们从这个重担里面解脱的时候，
He set us free from the slavery of sin.
从那个罪的奴隶的重担里面解脱出来。
And now we are slaves to righteousness.
我们是变成义的奴仆。
So that's why Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and light."
所以耶稣说，我的轭是轻省的。
And it gave us the freedom.
他给我们自由。
So Paul mentioned in Romans chapter 6 verse 16.
保罗又在罗马书里面讲到。
And also verse 18, okay? Don't you know that when you offer yourself to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey. Whether you are slaves to sin which leads to death or to obedience which leads to righteousness.You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪人的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致称义。
So we can see from the book of Exodus.
从
Exodus.
从出埃及记里面.
In chapter 12 to 1 to 50, we're not going to go there, but it mentioned about the Passover.
在出埃及里面讲到 逾越节的故事.
Chapter 12 mentioned what it means, the meaning of Passover.
出埃及第十二章里面讲到逾越节的意义的故事.
So in Exodus chapter 12 verse 5,
在出埃及第十二章第五节里面,
and 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 19,
还有彼得前书里,
it says the Lamb of God without defect was offered as a sacrifice.
他说这个没有, no defect, 没有, blemish 没有罪的羔羊.
Okay. And we can see how the prophecy that was given on how God gave his one and only perfect sacrifice long time ago.
从这里我们看到神预表了耶稣那个无罪的羔羊为我们牺牲了.
Let's look at the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verse 2.
创世纪.
Anybody volunteer to read that? Genesis 22:2.
亚伯拉罕说我儿曾经自己预备过燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？亚伯拉罕说我儿神必自己预备过燔祭的羊羔，于是二人同行。
So you can see in verse 2, then God said, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. And verse 6, it says, Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife, and the two of them went on together. Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied, the fire and wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went up together. And verse 14, it says, so Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. And to this day, it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided.
You can
And you can see that Abraham, you know how old he was when he had his kid.
然后你知道亚伯拉已经年纪很老了，当他有以撒的时候，
it is very very difficult.
对他来讲，要献以撒是件很困难的一件事情.
If God were to call you, let's say you're a parent,
如果有一天上帝问你，
He commanded you to go take your son or your daughter up to the mountain and sacrifice.
可以想象神要你献你其中一个孩子的时候，
it is a very very difficult situation that you will be put in.
是一件很困难的情况.
And of course each one of us love our children.
当然我们每一个人都喜欢我们的孩子.
It is your own flesh and blood.
特别你亲生的孩子.
Just think about it, that God so loved us.
所以你想到神爱我们，甚爱我们.
That is in John chapter 3:16.
在约翰福音里面他说，
God gave us His one and only Son.
神把他的独生子赐给我。
That has been said in the book of Genesis.
在旧约里面，我们就看到这个预表。
The Lord God will provide.
上帝会预备。
To offer His one and only Son.
把他的独生子为我们预备了。
So let's look at Exodus chapter 12, verse 7.
出埃及第十二章里面。第七节。
So yeah, somebody else can read that later, but I will read it first. It's Exodus 12, 7 and Exodus 12, verse 22 to 23. Those three words, right? Once the angel of death killed all the firstborn of Egyptian, whether man or animal, the Egyptian relented and let us go. This is where our Christian journey starts.
What verse is that?
Exodus 12, 7.
因为那夜我要巡行埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人或畜牲畜，都击杀了，又要败坏埃及一切的神。我是耶和华。
And 22,
还有22节。
Yeah, same.
拿一把牛膝草。山盘里的血打在门楣上和左右的门框上，你们谁也不可出自己的房门，直到早上，因为耶和华要巡行击杀埃及人，他看见血在门楣上和左右的门框上，就必越过那门，不容面壁的进到你们的房屋击杀你们。
So you can see.The door, when they sacrifice that lamb, when they kill the lamb, the perfect lamb, they have to take a hyssop and dip it into the blood.
当他们把羊杀死的时候，他们要把这个草沾在血里。
They have to put it on the side of the door.
放在门左右边上。
So if you look at that, that represents the cross.
那个左右边跟那个门楣上代表的十字架。
That cross, when the angel of death came by to destroy any of the firstborn.
所以当那个击杀的天使走过的时候，看到那个十字架。
When you see the blood, he passed over.
他看到这个血，他就越过了。
That's why it's called the Passover.
所以叫做逾越节。
When we Christian.Come to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
当我们接受耶稣做我们的救主的时候
，we claim His precious blood, which was paid in full on the cross of Calvary.
我们用耶稣所流的血做我们的代价。
His blood covers us.
他的血遮盖了我们。
So when the angel of death comes, he see your blood. He see the blood of Christ. He passed you over.
所以当死亡的天使来的时候，他就越过我们去。
Therefore, you are free from your sins because of His precious blood.
所以我们不为我们自己的罪要受害。
So let's look at Revelation chapter 3 verse 20.
在启示录第三章。
It says here, Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and eat with him.He with me.
What verse is that?
3 verse 20.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音的，就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我要与他一同坐席。
Therefore, you can see God sent an invitation.
所以上帝有邀请我们。
For people to invite him to come into his life or her life.To be their Lord and Savior so that they can be free from slavery.
所以让我们能够邀请他到我们心里面，让我们不再做罪的奴仆。
In John chapter 1 verse 12 to 13, it says, You are no longer an enemy of God, but a child of God. The angel of death has passed you over. I'm sorry, I read my...Yet to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, He gave the right to become the children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband will, but born of God.
所以当耶稣在约翰福音说，当我们接受他的时候，我们不再是因着肉体生的人。
So therefore, you can see once you accepted the Lord, He is your heavenly Father. You are His child.
所以当我们接受他的时候，我们就变成他的儿女。
When we look at the earlier scripture on Matthew,
在刚才马太福音我们读的经文里面。
We see quite a few different scenarios of how different seed, the outcome of different seeds when they hit rocky soil, doesn't hit any soil, doesn't have any roots, or hit some good soil, what the end result is.
刚刚我们读的那经文里面，种子有的掉到好土，有的掉到不好的土里面。
So let's look at Genesis 19 verse 17.
在创世纪19:17, 第19章17节。
So can someone read that?
有没有人看到的可以清楚？
So don't move from that chapter, okay? Let me read in English first. As soon as they had brought them out, one of them said, "Flee for your life. Don't look back and don't stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountain or you will be swept away." So let's read chapter 19 again, verse 26 this time.
26节。So
you can see God spared Lot and his wife.
我们在这里看到神拯救了罗德和他一家人。
In Genesis chapter 19 verse 26, it says very specifically, God tells Lot not to look back.
在27节里面，神叫他们不要回头看。
But when she looked back,
当罗德的妻子往后看的时候，
she became a pillar of salt.
就变成一根盐。So
let's look at this lesson and compare to a different lesson.
通过功课理论，让我们可以比较到另外一件事情。
What happened in Exodus chapter 32 after God bring the children of Israel out from Egypt?
在出埃及第20章，当神把以色列人带出埃及地后，发生了什么事吗？
And all the miracles that God had performed.
神行了这些神迹奇事以后，
And what did they do?
这些以色列人他们做了什么事呢？
They melt the gold.
他们把这些银子融掉了，
From their jewelry.
从他们自己的首饰中，
And make it into a calf.
他们做了一个金牛犊，
And they worship the calf.
他们开始在拜这个金牛犊。
The lesson from these two different scenarios,
从这两个故事里面我们可以看到，
is to tell us,
教导我们，
what we left behind,
我们已经离开的地方，
we should not look back,
我们不要再往后看，
because that's disobedient to God.
因为那就是违背神。
And in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 22,
在彼得后书里面他也讲到，
it says, "A dog returns to his vomit, and a soul that is washed back to her wallowing in the mud."
他说狗吐出来的，他又把它吃下去，猪又常常回到那个泥巴里面去。
And I don't know whether you all have seen that before, but I have seen it with my eyes.
我不知道你们自己有没有看，我是常常看到这些事情。
So basically, Peter is saying, for somebody who left alive, that's bonded to slavery, you go forward and you're looking back, and you go back to the way that you were before.
所以彼得说，当你离开这个为奴之地之后，不要再回去，再回去观看。
When Jesus calls,
当耶稣呼叫我们，
it is a great price to pay to take up the cross.
是一个很重的代价，让我们来背起十字架。
Jesus said, you have to take up your own cross also.
耶稣说要背起十字架。
Right? Because Jesus took up his own cross. Jesus said, you have to take up your cross.
就好像耶稣背起的十字架，我们也要背起我们的十字架。
To follow him,
来跟随他,
and to fulfill the great commission he has given us.
来完成他给我们的大使命。
And we are to be salt of the earth,
还要我们做光做盐,
a light on the city that cannot be hidden,
在城墙大城上的光,
whether it is in school,
不管我们是在学校,
a workplace,
在工作的地方,
or within the family,
在我们自己家里,
and anywhere,
不管在哪里,
we are given the great commission.
我们都要记得神给我们的大使命。
And Jesus said in John chapter 14 verse 12, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater thing than this because I'm going to the Father.
神说你们要做我所做的，并且要做比我做的还要更大。
So you can see the Christian walk, the journey that we've taken.
所以我们看到基督徒的一生这条路上,
we know the children of Israel cross the Red Sea.
我们知道以色列人经过了红海。
We know how God parted the Red Sea for them to go through.
我们看到神怎么把红海分开，让他们能够走过。
We also see Noah.
我们也从挪亚的身上也学习。
How God opened up and closed him in into the ark.
上帝把那个方舟的门关起来，又帮他开门。
That is the beginning of the Christian life and the Christian journey.
这个也是一个基督徒生命开始的一个比喻。
We left behind the old.
我们把旧的都放在背后了。So,
what does baptism mean to Christians?
所以在洗礼又是什么的意义呢？
Let's look at Romans chapter 6, verse 1 to 4.
罗马书第六章。
Let me read in English. What shall we say? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means, we die to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
Proverbs
6, 1 to 4, and then verse 4.
这样怎么说呢？ 我们可以能在罪中叫恩典显多吗？ 断乎不可。 我们在罪中死了的人岂可能在罪中活着呢？ 岂不知我们这样受洗归入基督的人是受洗归入他的死吗？ 所以我们借着洗礼归入和他一同埋葬， 原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样子， 像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样，我们若在他死里的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为知道我们的旧人和他同定十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So you can see in verse 6 it says that we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with. Right? That is the baptism.
洗礼就表示说我们的旧人与他同定十字架。
So that we are no longer be slaves to sin.
我们不需要再做罪的奴仆了。
Because anyone who has died has been freed from sin.
有被定死的就不再做罪的奴仆。
So let me cover another verse. I do a lot of reading today because I have to refer not what Steve say, but what the scriptures say. Okay?
我叫你们读很多经文，因为我主要是要看到底圣经里面是怎么说的。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 2 verse 11 to 12.
哥罗西书第二章十一节到十二。
Okay, let me read in English first. In him you were also circumcised, in putting off of sinful nature, and not with circumcision done by the hands of man, but with the circumcision done by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead.
Colossians 11, chapter 2, verse 11. Chapter 2, 11. 你们在他里面受的不是人所行的割礼, 乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。 你们既受洗与他一同埋葬, 也就在此与他一同复活, 都因信叫他从死里复活神的功用。
Now, remember, God was with the children of Israel when he bring them out from Egypt.
你要记得, 上帝跟以色列同在, 把他们带出埃及。
As God was with the children of Israel,
就好像上帝和以色列人同在,
in the journey, God was with them all along.
他们出埃及的路上, 上帝一路与他们同在。
So when you journey in your Christian life, God is with you.
同样的, 在我们一生的路途上, 上帝也与我们同在。
He said that in Exodus chapter 13 verse 21 to 22 and chapter 14 verse 13 to 14 that he said, I will be a pillar of cloud for you in the day and a pillar of light at night, a pillar of fire by night. So God gave you the promise that he will be with you in your journey. He did not and he will not leave you alone.
就好像上帝说我要用云柱火柱带领你们。 同样的上帝也会一直带领我们前面的路。
So let's just look at Exodus chapter 14 verse 31.
我们看出埃及记十三章。十四、三十一章。哦，三十一章。
Yeah. And when the Israelites saw the great power of the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses his servant. So you can see that when God performed miracle in front of the children of Israel, they see how God protected them. Many a time we Christians,
很多时候, 同样的, 我们基督徒,
we see the great power of God.
我们也经历到神的能力,
we see miracles God has performed in our lives.
我们也看到神在我们身上所行的奇迹奇事。
It is easy to praise God when things are going right.
当每样事都很顺利的时候, 很容易感谢上帝。
It is not easy. I'm not saying that it's easy. Myself included. It is hard.
但是我们都知道当在困难的时候是很困难的。
But we must not forget about our faith in him.
但是我们必须要持定我们的信心。
He will be
他一定会
a pillar of cloud in the day.
这在白天是我们的云柱。
A pillar of fire by night.
晚上是我们的火柱。
To guide your journey.
带领我们前面的路。
So what happened after the children of Israel saw the miracle that God performed for them? Very shortly after that,
很快的,
they grumbled to Moses. They said, where is God going to provide us for food?
他說,
and God provide what?
上帝为他们预备了,
God provide them manna and bird, right?
给他们预备的玛瑙，也预备的鸟。
But after that, they complain again.
不久又他们又开始埋怨了。
We don't have water to drink.
我们不够水喝。
It's better for us to go back to Egypt.
我们最好还是回到埃及地吧。
We forgot.
他们又忘记了。
How God had performed miracles.
他们忘记神所行的神奇奇事。
And because what they did,
因为他们这些埋怨,
they grumbled against Moses.
他们也埋向摩西埋怨。
Moses was so mad. 所以摩西那时候很生气。God asked him to tap on the rock. 上帝叫他把那个石头敲一下。But he took the stick and smashed it on the rock.
所以他把他那个杖拿起来，用力的敲打那个石头。
Water gushed out.
对啊，我有水流出来了。
But God said to Moses.
神对摩西说。
Because you disobey me in front of the children of Israel.
因为你在以色列面前没有顺服我。
And God did not let him enter the promised land.
只是摩西他自己也没有进到迦南地。
So here is a lesson for us that we have to be very careful. We should not grumble against God when things don't go right.
然后我们要记得，我们要很小心，当我们生活不顺利的时候，不要向神埋怨。
God will never, 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 never fail you.
因为他永远不会让我们失望的。
Only we will fail God.
只有我们常常背信神。
I can tell you 100%. Up to today, the day, the minute, the second that I live, God never, 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 never fail me.
我可以自己说，上帝永远不会背信我们。
So let's look at I'm almost done. So thank you for bearing with me.
我叫他在这个一点的经文。
So let's see.Why do we praise God? Why do we thank God? When we praise God, when we thank God, we are victorious, right?
为什么我要感谢，要赞美上帝呢？
So let's look at Exodus chapter 17, verse 11 to 13. Can someone read that?
出埃及记十七章里面。
17, verse 11 to 13, chapter 17.
摩西何时举手，以色列就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。
So here it says the children of Israel were fighting the battle when they start to go into on the journey to the promised land. They encounter the enemies.
当以色列进埃及的时候，与他们敌人征战的时候
，When Moses raised his hand up.
当摩西的头举起来的时候
，the enemies fell，
敌人就败了。
When his hands go down，
当他的手垂下来的时候
，the enemy was victorious，
亚玛利人就得胜了。
So what did they do to Moses' hand？
所以他们怎么帮助摩西的手呢
？They lift his hand up。
他们有两个人把他的手举起来。
So it's the same for us。
同样的。
We have to lift our hand to God.
我们要把手高举起来。
So that we can praise and lift God up.
所以我们可以向神在神面前高高的举手。
So God can be praised and can be honored, can be glorified in us.
所以我们可以在他面前赞美他，荣耀他。
So let's look at Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 to 13.
在
Hebrew chapter 5,
希伯来书
第五章十二节到十三节。Okay, let me read in English. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk.Being still an infant is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness, but solid food is for mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
在这四节里面，看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知道谁还有人将神圣言的小学开端教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的都不曾练不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的人才能吃干粮，他们七窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹。
So let's look at the reference in 1 Corinthians chapter 3
哥林多前书
第三章
哥林多前书第三章
第一节到第二节。Yeah, let me do it in English. Brother, I could not address you as preacher in Christ. I give you milk, not solid food, for you are not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体的。在基督里为婴孩的，我是用奶喂你，也没有用饭喂你。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。
So we have to be very careful.
所以我们真的要很小心。
In our spiritual life, in our journey,
在我们的属灵的过程里面。
If you as an athlete,
如果你是一个运动员，
you don't train,
你不训练，
you don't take good diet,
你不注意你的饮食，
you will fail in the race,
你会在这个赛跑中失败的。
Therefore, you need to read the word of God.
所以我们一定要熟读圣经的话语。
You need to pray.
我们一定要祷告。
You need to come to church and gather together so that others can also strengthen you.
所以我们一定要来到教会里面彼此鼓励。
That is why Paul said about these two words.
所以这个保罗提到这两个字。
It's very critical in order for you to grow and not be a spiritual baby. You have to read the word of God and pray.
如果我们要在神里面成长，不要做婴孩的话，我们一定要读神的话语。
So we read also in Exodus chapter 32, actually in Exodus chapter 32, let me give a summarize, I don't want you all to turn to it. It's very fast for people to turn away from God after they see what God has done. So it's very critical. That chapter actually warns us that we have to remain faithful.
在出埃及记里面22章教导我们说，虽然我们看到神很多的奇事，很快的我们就会离开他。
So if you don't honor God,
如果我们不敬畏神，
and if you disobey God,
我们不听他的话，
you will fail,
我们一定会失败。
So, okay, let me wrap up some of the things that is, I only have about maybe 5 more minutes.
那我用几分钟来一个总结。
I want to talk about giving.
我要讲到奉献。
I'm not talking about just money.
我不只是说讲到钱的奉献。
I'm talking about giving of yourself.
我说我们自己把我们自己奉献。
So in Leviticus chapter 22 verse 17.
利未记。
So.It says about how the children of Israel are supposed to bring something without defect when they offer sacrifice to God.
旧约里面讲到神要把叫他们把这些没有残缺的物品拿来献给他。
Paul says in Romans chapter 2, chapter 12, verse 1 to 2.
保罗在罗马书里面也讲到
，We are to offer ourselves as a sacrifice to God.
我们要把自己的身体献上。
We have to give God what is due to Him.
我们要把谁应有的献给他。
It says not only in the New Testament,
不只在新约。
It's also in the New. It's not only say in the New Testament, but also in the Old Testament.
在旧新旧约里面，他都提到。
It says in Leviticus chapter 27:30,
在利未记里面。
In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10.
三节，
箴言里面也提到
第三节 ，right? Chapter 3 verse 9 to 10.
在箴言第三章
，Let me read it to you. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your crops. When your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Here it says that.Don't just bring something that is laissez-faire to God. Bring the very best, the first fruit, to give it to God. It also says in the book of Genesis how Abel, right, bring the offering to God.
他说不要随便的把一定要把最好的带到神面前来。
And what happened is that God honored Abel.
所以神接纳
帕伯。
亚伯的奉献。
The scripture say in Matthew chapter 22 verse 21.
圣经里面也讲到。
Give to Caesar what is Caesar.
把应该给亚撒的给亚撒。
To God what is God.
应该给神上帝的是归给。
Therefore is very important.
所以是很重要的。
When you give something to God,
我们当我们把东西献给上帝的时候，
whether it's money, whether it's time, whether it's something that you got to give, give your best.
不管是我们的金钱，我们的奉献，什么都要把最好的献给他。
Because the whole earth and the universe belong to our Almighty God.
因为整个地球是属于他的。
Let me wrap up at the end.
最后我要提到。
We know that the children of Israel, when God gave them the Ten Commandments,
我们当知道当上帝给以色列人十诫的时候，
Our Lord gave us His Word.
上帝把他的话给了我们。
His Word help us to grow spiritually.
他的话帮我们成长，灵命成长。
God warned us on idolatry.
他叫我们不要敬拜别的神。
Because if you look at the book of Numbers, if you have time, because the words is all written up there, if you look in the book of Numbers,
在民数记里面，旧约里面讲到，
24,000 died in one day.
有个人都讲到24,000的人死掉。
So we have to be careful in our life as Christians.
所以我们在神面前要很谨慎。
That we are to put on the full armor of God.
我们要穿上全备的军装。
So let's look at Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 18.
我们要再看看以弗所书。
Can someone read that? Chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. And I'll finish up.
I have more than the word. You may have called the Lord. 依赖他的大能大力做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那执政掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以你们要拿起神所赐全副军装，好在磨难的日子能够抵挡仇敌，并且成就一切，还能站立得住。
So we have the armor that God gave us.
神给我们的军装。
We should examine our vital sign.
所以我们要小心我们的脉搏。
Every now and then we should examine our vital sign.
常常的时候我们要自己检查。
Because the enemy is like a roaring lion.
因为我们的敌人是一个寻找吞噬的老狮子。
So when you run your marathon,
在我们这个长跑的路上，
when you take up your own cross,
当我们背起我们的十字架，
I have to take up my cross. Nobody can take it up from me.
我们每一个人要背自己的十字架。
You have to take up your cross.
就好像你自己有自己的十字架。
Christ had to take up his own cross.
耶稣背了他自己的十字架。
That is the commission God given us.
那是上帝给我们的命令。
To share his gospel.
我们要传福音。
To run the race with perseverance.
我们要奔跑前面的道路。
So stay strong.
我们要保持强壮。
Because
因为
God promised us.
上帝应许我们。
He will be a pillar of cloud to you in the day and a pillar of fire at night.
因为他说他应许他要做我们白天的云柱，晚上的火柱。
Let's pray.
让我们去祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time and thank you for your word.
天父，我们谢谢你这段时间，谢谢你给我们的话语。
Father, as we go to see the doctor for physical examination.
当我们去医生看病的时候
we should also examine our own spiritual life.
求主也让我们自己检查我们属灵的生命。
Every now and then,
为我们常常能够注意到
so that we can run the good race.
所以在这个奔跑的灵的路途上
so that we can focus on the Christ.
我们可以看准要的奖赏。
So that the Lord can say at the end, Well done, faithful servant.
所以我们可以听到你对我们说，善良，来良善的仆人。
Help us all, Lord.
主啊，帮助我。
Forgive us for our failure.
再次原谅我们的失败。
Give us strength.
坚强我们。
Give us a full helmet.
给我们全副的军装。
To fight the good race.
让我们能够参战。
All this we pray.
上祷告
and ask in Jesus' name.
靠耶稣的名求
Amen.